Storm Dennis is roaring across Britain. High winds and heavy rains push water over dams and dikes. Authorities have already issued 350 flood warnings, including a red warning alert for life-threatening flooding in South Wales. Britain's Meteorological Service only issues its highest warning when it believes the weather will be so bad there's a danger to life. It's the first time the service has issued such a warning since December 2015. Flood warnings were in place Sunday across Britain, from the north of Scotland through to Cornwall in southwest England. The British Army was called in to help construct or repair flood barriers against the rising water in several areas. Among those assisting residents is Major Will Wright of the Royal Regiment of Scotland.
They've just put their backs behind it. So I've got a group of guys down there filling sandbags and making flood defences. These guys you see behind me building some scaffolding that then they put a waterproof cover over to make another flood defence for the river behind me.
But for some, that help came too late. The fourth named storm of Europe's winter season has already been blamed for the deaths of two men. They were pulled Saturday from the water in separate searches of England's southeastern coast. The coastal Wales village of Aberdaron, meanwhile, was blasted by hurricane force winds of up to 91 miles per hour, some 146 kilometers per hour. Storm Dennis couldn't have come at a worse time for Britain. Much of the island is still saturated from last week's storm Ciara that left 8 people dead across Europe. But Andrew Pearce of Britain's Environment Agency says authorities are racing against the clock to avoid more death.
We're now putting our plans into operation, and we've got teams out right across the country now deploying temporary defences, deploying mobile pumps, and to manage the flood risk to as many properties and homes and people as we can.
Several residents have taken matters into their own hands. In North Yorkshire, villagers struggled to put up an inflatable dam to protect 7 cottages from rising waters. Richard Oldfield is the Kirby Wharf community spokesman.
Well, we're doing our best. What we're trying to do is keep the Kirby Ings Reservoir from entering the properties over here.
Despite all these preparations, more interruptions were expected here and elsewhere in Britain. Hundreds of flights have been cancelled as a result of the high winds. Budget airline EasyJet, for example, halted around 230 flights in and out of Britain as wind speeds were due to hit up to 113 kilometers per hour. Train services were also significantly disrupted. The travel chaos has affected tens of thousands of passengers on what would typically be a busy travel day for British families. Most schools are closed next week for the mid-winter break. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.